Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with a couple of guys that are very important members of the Iona College organization. Glenn Orion is here. Glenn is the interim director of the Heinz Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation, holding the fort down until Dr. Christoph Winkler can get established as the new director and endowed professor at the Heinz Institute for Entrepreneurship Innovation. It's what we've been talking about, the endowment of that. And Glenn, thank you for Glenn and Christoph, thank you both for being here and for spending some time with us. Christoph, I'm going to go to you first and ask you about the curriculum. Mm-hmm. What would be your curriculum for, and I'm assuming this will wind up being a four-year entrepreneurial curriculum.
Well, it's sort of multi-level, multi-pieces, and obviously the bulk of our students are in undergraduate programs. So yes, there will be an undergraduate entrepreneurship program. We're fairly unique in a sense because we're actually not directly attached to the business schools, but we're also not directly attached to the School of Arts and Science. We're sort of residing right in between, which really allows us to build a transformative and interdisciplinary entrepreneurship program. But it's not just the curriculum that sort of drives this effort. It's also the co-curricular programming that I think is equally important in this effort, but also the community pieces. So we're trying to, through the incubator and some other efforts, try to also have our students work with the community, with the entrepreneurship community, the business community, but also get the business community involved within the college. And I think allowing the students to phase in and out sort of out of an academic experience and the practical experience is something very, very important for us.
How does the entrepreneurship institute going to operate outside of the business school? How's that going to work?
Well, essentially, we're building the infrastructure right now. I mean, ultimately, you know, I will be working closely with both deans and the faculty in both schools. So we're actually building the undergraduate programs by, you know, sourcing existing courses and building sort of on top of new courses in order to, you know, build a rich entrepreneurship program and experience for our students. Because there's already great courses on the books. It's a matter of aligning them in a way,
right,
and sort of building on top of them in order to really try to make this a very unique but also very targeted entrepreneurship program to really provide opportunities for all of the students across the campus.
I'm a little bit familiar with some entrepreneurial programs across the country that mm-hmm. I was asked to join to come and speak to an entrepreneurial class one time, a senior class. Mm-hmm. And they were doing business planning, mm-hmm. and they had never used an electronic spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. Please, Christoph, promise me, before your kids graduate from, or before they get through their first semester in entrepreneurship, promise me you'll teach them how to use an electronic spreadsheet.
Absolutely. I mean, that's key. You know, whatever ideas they have, they need to sort of translate into different means of communication, right? A business plan is one thing. A business model canvas is sort of a standard tool right now to sort of iterate and to think through ideas. But ultimately, students need to also be able to translate those ideas into numbers. And, you mm-hmm. know, having those types of skills are essential. Because ultimately, if they approach a funder, you know, these are important skills for them to really sort of also run through scenarios in terms of, you know, how revenue projections work and whatnot. So
right.
I think it is important that this is intimately embedded into the actual experience. And it's, you know, experiential learning is sort of at the forefront. So whatever the students do should be applied immediately so that the students can learn from their own, you know, experiences, but also from failures. And I think that's mm-hmm. an important consideration here.
Glenn, the incubator that you guys are going to be creating, is this going to be just for the students, or is this going to be available to people from the community?
We're going to look, and again, this is going to be under the leadership of Christoph, but we're looking, obviously, to start with our students and the Iona community, and then to grow out. The New Rochelle community is a very important part of the Iona College experience, but we think, and especially anybody listening to your show, that we want to encourage people to learn about this program, learn about the opportunities and the incubator that we want to mentor aspiring entrepreneurs, whether they're on campus, whether they're on North Avenue, whether Westchester County or the New York area. And the New York area is ranked number two in the world as far as entrepreneurship, you know, activity. So we think that we can attract a lot of individuals who are thinking about a new product, a new service, a new idea, and to mm-hmm. bring them to campus and to help them shape that idea and make it a viable product or service
right.
for the marketplace.
Christoph, will you allow your entrepreneurial students to go into the marketplace and do real live modeling with businesses to help businesses in the community, maybe either as being consultants to them or also maybe even being mentees to and let the business owner be their mentor?
I think it's all of the above. You're spot on with this. I think it's any type of entrepreneurship program. I think it's important that we establish those links to real life experiences. And I think mm-hmm. having our students work with established businesses or small businesses to help them with certain aspects of the business, whether it's marketing or sales,
right.
to really sort of help them hone in on some of these issues. But at the same token, have more established companies, you know, take in our students and give them sort of a shadowing approach and get them involved in some kind of internship. So I think internships and startups are essential components here as well.
Right.
Because you learn so much, and I think it's also important to contrast it against sort of traditional corporate internships.
Christoph, I got to wrap it up. Glenn
Horion
and Dr. Christopher Winkler, good job today, guys. Good luck with the new program, and come back soon.
Okay,
Jim, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Christoph. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.